The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Eruvin Daf Kafhei. The Gemara discusses the case of Karfuf Yesemni Beis Sotayim Sheloi Hukaf Ledira. Any area of land which is not set aside for dwelling purposes, and it's larger than a Beis Sotayim, and it's surrounded by fence, has the halacha of a karmelis, which means that you can't carry from it to Rosh Hashayochid or from it to Rosh Hasharabim, and you can't carry in it more than 4 amos at a time. If, however, the area is less than a Beis Sotayim, even if it's Rosh Hukaf Ledira, it retains its status as Rosh Hashayochid. What happens, says our Gemara, if you have a Karaf of Yosem in Beis Sotayim Shalo Hukaf Ledira, and you want to make it smaller in order to create a Karaf of Shehukaf Ledira? So you have to build a new fence, which is further inside from the outside fence, in order to make the area inside the Karfuf smaller. Says the Gemara, that if the new fence that you build has to be at least 3 tfachim away from the old wall. Says the Gemara, because if it's less than 3 tfachim from the old wall, then no nofik lemi teras novud. Until 3 tfachim away from the first wall, it's considered as if it's lovud, as if it's joined together with the first wall. So you haven't actually built a new wall. And when the halachas of Karaf of Shalohuk of Nadira, if you want to change it Nadira, then you have to construct a new wall. And this wall, being within 3 tefachim from the old wall, is considered to be joined up to the old wall and a mere extension of the old wall and not part of the new wall. So it has to be at least 3 tefachim away. The Gemara has a machlokes where it needs to be more than 4 tefachim away, but everyone agrees it has to be at least 3 tefachim away, otherwise we have the problem of lovud. Now, the principle of lovud is that we have 2 objects which are more than 3 tefachim away, then the gap between them is considered as a gap. If the gap between them is less than 3 tefachim, then there's halacha l'mishmisina of lovud, which means it's considered as though the area is joined up and there is no gap. And we find that in many nyonim, particularly in Hilchos Eruvin and in Hilchos Sukkah. For example, to construct a mechitza, it's sufficient to have ropes which have parallel horizontal ropes, as long as the distance between them is less than 3 tefachim. And then we consider the gap is filled in, and that way we can create a mechitza even with a few ropes by putting parallel horizontal ropes, one on top of the other, each one not 3 tefachim or more from the previous one, and it goes up to a height of at least 10 tefachim. Then we can consider as though the area in between is filled in because of the halachos of lovud, and we have a mechitza there. So two, not only when it comes to height, but in distance as well. If you're building a new wall less than 3 tefachim from the old wall, the halacha of lovud said is not considered like a new wall. Now the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Nun Tes asked from this Gemara on a Ramah in Yerudea, in the end of Siman Shin, towards the end of Siman Shin Ayin Aleph. There it's talking about Hilchos Tumah and Tahara, and the Ramah says a cloud, the loy omrinon lovud lahachmir. We only use the concept of lovud for a kula, for a leniency, to imagine as though a mechitza was there which isn't really there, to fill in the gaps, to make in the mechitza in order to be maken, in order to be lenient, to in order to, for example, carry within that mechitza, or in the case of the sukkah, to make it a kosher sukkah. However, to say lovud lahachmir, that it should come out of chumra, we don't say. So says the Ramah in Yerudea in Shin Ayin Aleph. The Chacham Tzvi asked the kasha from our Gemara, that our Gemara says that we do say lovud lahachmir, because our Gemara says that even though you've built a new wall, and so in reality you now have a kafif shehukaf ledira, or shalai hukaf ledira, but at least it's less than Beis Sotayim, and should be allowed to carry in it, Nonetheless, because of the halachas of Lavan, it's considered as though it's joined to the old wall, and you haven't constructed a new wall, and you're left with a kaf of shalohu kavadira more than a sosayim, and you can't carry in it. So here, in effect, we're using the halachas of Lavan to come out with a chumrah. And according to the Ramal's Yusayd, we never use the halachas of Lavan to chumrah. Now, in fact, that Ramal in Shin Ayin Aleph and Yerideya is talking about Hilchos Tumah. Tumas Ameis and Oihel. And actually, as the Gaon points out there, and many others point out, and indeed the Chacham Tzvi himself points out, there's a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Yuschitz, which says that Hilchos Gemiri law, Halacha Mush Mishinai, we never use the halachas of Lovud for Tumah and Tara. And therefore, that Ramah is a bit difficult to understand anyway, because he's talking about Tumah and Tara, and he says, we don't say Lovud L'Chumrah. In fact, with Tumah and Tara, we never say Lovud, whether the Kula or whether the Chumrah. But at any rate, the Ramah does say this aside that we don't say Lovud L'Chumrah, and in fact, it's a Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. There, Tosfos says Mufurish that we don't use the concept of Lovud L'Chumrah. What's Tosfos' case? When it comes to Schach of a Sukkah, if there's a gap in the Schach of less than 3 Tvachim, we use, the Gemara says, we use the Halachas of Lovud, and we consider as if there is no gap there. If there is 4 tfochim of posel schach, not a gap, but something which you cannot use for schach, something which doesn't grow from the ground, or something which is mekabel tumah, which cannot be used for schach, then it's only possible if you have at least 4 consecutive tfochim of posel schach. So with a gap in the schach, more than 3 tfochim is a problem, less than 3 tfochim is no problem. When it comes to posel schach, only if there's 4 tfochim of posel schach does it actually posel the sukkah. Says Tosfos, what happens if you had 2 tefachim of posel schach, and then a gap of air of less than 3 tefachim, and then another 2 tefachim of posel schach? Says Tosfos, do we say lovud, and we join together the 2 areas of posel schach, because the gap between them is less than 3 tefachim, and then all in all we'll have 4 tefachim of posel schach consecutively, which would posel the sukkah? Or, says Tosfos, maybe we don't say that. So Tosfos has a sofik, and Tosfos is not miyash of that sofik. However, says Tosfos, if we have less than 2 tefachim of posel schach on one side, and less than 2 tefachim of posel schach on the other side, and a gap of less than 3 tefachim in between, we're not going to say that because there's less than 3 tefachim between the two of them, it's as if the gap is filled in, and now we have altogether, for argument's sake, 1.5 tefachim of posel schach on one side, 1.5 on the other side, and 2 tefachim of gap in the middle. Says the Tosfos, we're not going to say that now we have altogether more than 4 tefachim of posel schach, because if you add all the posel schach together, you're going to end up with less than 4. So only if you have at least 2 on one side, then at least 2 on the other, then if the gap in between is less than 3, Tosfos is a sofik, do we join it all together because of Lavan and say it's as if we've got 4 tefachim of consecutive posel schach? But says Tosfos, that's for sure, that even if we were to add together the posel schach, we don't have 4 tefachim, then we're not going to use Lavud to say that this gap is filled with posel schach and as if we have altogether more than 4 tefachim of posel schach to posel the sukkah, because we don't say lovud lahachmir. So Tosfos says quite clearly in Sukkah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Rishonim bring it down halacha, the Torah, the Rosh, that we don't say lovud lahachmir. But if so, we come back to our question that Chacham Tzvi asks. In our case in Erevin, it seems clear that we do say lovud lahachmir, because anything, any new wall which is within 3 tefachim of the old wall, the Gemara says is considered as lovud. And in our case, it's a case of chumrah, because we want to be able to carry inside this area, and because of the chumrah of lavud, we won't be able to carry it, because it's as if we haven't yet built a new wall. So, the Sefer Pischei Sha'arim, in Sukkah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, attempts to answer this question, and he says as follows. There's a Gemara in Erev in Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, which says that a kaf of which is more than 2 saw, you're allowed to carry from it into a karmelis. And although the Gemara there implies that you can carry from it into an area of sea, of yam, which is a classic case of karmelis, Tosfos there, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, extend this And says you can actually carry from a kaf of Shaluk of Ladira, which is more than Sosayim, straight into any other Carmelis. And the reason for this is that if we were allowed you not to do that, then people would think that the area inside the Karfif is in fact a Rishus Hayochid. And therefore, they would think we would be able to carry inside it more than four amos. And as we said before, it's actually not. It's actually a Karmelis itself. So they made a special heter, since all the halachas of Karmelis are midrabanan, they made a special heter, and they said, from a kaf of Shalohuk of Ladira, you're allowed to carry directly into any other Karmelis, in order to avoid people thinking that it's a Rishus Hayochid. Once they allow the special kula, then people will make a mistake of thinking it's a Rishus Hayochid, because from a Rishus Hayochid to a Karmelis you're not allowed to carry, and therefore they'll realize that it's actually a Karmelis itself, and therefore you can't carry inside it more than four amas at a time. So says Rabbeinu Tam in Erevin Daf Samach Zayin Omid Beis. According to this, says the Pisrei Shoyim, we can now understand that in our case of a kaf of Yosef Mibes Osayim Shalahuk of Ladira, at the moment you are able to carry from it into a Karmelis. If we make the area inside the kaf of smaller, on the one hand it will be a big kula, because now it will be considered a Rishus HaYochid, because it's less than the Beis Osayim, and you'll be able to carry inside it more than four amos. On the other hand, will come out also a Chumra, that you won't be able to carry from this Karfuf into a Karmelis. Till now you could. Now that it becomes Rishus HaYochid, you won't be able to carry from it into a Karmelis. So by making the area smaller, we're going Lekula and Lechumra. Likewise, if we say that the halachas of Lovod say that if your new wall is within 3 tefachim of the old wall, it's considered as though you haven't built a new wall, then it will come out of Chumra that the area inside is no longer, it will not be able to be considered as a Shoshayochid, it will still be considered as a Karfif and as a Karmelis. But on the other hand, it will also come out of Kula, that you will still be able to carry from this area into another Karmelis, because of the special halacha that you can carry from a Karfif, Shalahuk of Ladira, which is more than a Sosayim, from it into a Karmelis. So, on the one hand, if we use the halacha of Lovod in this case, it comes out of Chumra, but it also comes out of Kula. So the Pisrei Shoyim, that which Tosfos says we don't say Lovod and Chumra, that is only if it only comes out of Chumra. In the case of the Sukkah, to say Lovod and Chumra means it will puzzle the Sukkah, but there's no Kula that comes out from it whatsoever. However, in our case of the Kashruf, when you try and make it a smaller area, if we say that Lachos of Lovod comes out of Chumra, but it also comes out of Kula. If Lovod comes out of Kula and a Chumra, that's not a problem, says the Pisrei Shoyim. We don't say Lovod, but it's only the Chumra. But if it's Kula and a Chumra, we do say Lovod. That's the suggestion of the Pisrei Shoyim. The Stipler in Kehinus Yankiv in Sukkah Simon Yud Gimel has a different approach to the concept of Lovod Luchumra as based on the Tosfos there, and according to his explanation, it might come out again that we have no problem in our case why here we do say Lovod Luchumra, whereas in Tosfos and Sukkah we don't say Lovod Luchumra. And the Stipler explains as follows. What the Stipler is saying is based on the words of the Mogen Avraham in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Beis Sif Cotton Hay, who explains this concept of Tosfos of we don't say Lovod Luchumra, and the Prima Godin expands on it in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Beis in Eish Lavrama Sif Cotton Hay, and the Prima Godin also in Mishpat Zav in Simon Shin Samach Gimel Sif Cotton Aleph, which also explains the same ideas, and the concepts are as follows. When Tosfos says his first thing, Tosfos says that if you have 2 tefachim of posel schach and another 2 tefachim of posel schach and a gap of less than 3 in between, Tosfos has a sophic whether we say lovod. Whereas if you have less than 2 posel schach on one side and less than 2 on the other and a gap of less than 2 in the middle, says Tosfos, then we won't say lovod lahachmir. That for sure we won't say lovod lahachmir. That's not a sophic. What's the difference between the two cases? Says a Stipler, lovod could mean one of two things. Lovod could mean that we consider the gap as if it's not there. That's one way of looking at it. If we have a gap of less than 3 tefachim, we consider it as if it's filled in. There's no gap there, but there's something filled in. When it comes to mechitzas, for example, of an eruv, to fence off an area, or mechitzas of a sukkah, Lovod will tell us that even though there is an apparent gap, halacha l'moshe Mishnah, if it's less than 3 tefachim, we consider as if that gap is filled in. And we can create a mechitza, for example, using Lovod. Lovod can also mean something else. Lovod could mean not just the area is filled in, but that there's no gap there at all. And in other words, what's on one side of the gap and what's on the other side of the gap is considered as if it's joined together from the halachos of Lovod. Not that the gap is filled in, but that the gap is non-existent and the two areas are considered to be adjacent to each other. Says the Stipler, the regular case of Lovod is that the gap is considered as if it's filled in. So it's a stipend, but that's for sure. We're not going to say that it's filled in with any particular material. It's filled in as if there's no gap there, but we can't fit it in with the material next to it. And therefore, says Tosfos in his second din, if you have two twelve apostle schach on one side and 2 12 apostle schach on the other side, then the tshaila is: do we say that Lovod says the gap is filled in? Just filled in, but it's not filled in with pasul schach. It's just as if the gap is filled in. Then, so says Tosfos, we don't have a problem because we don't have 4 consecutive tefachim of pasul schach. On the other hand, says Tosfos, maybe Lovod means more than that. Not just that the gap is filled in, but the gap is non-existent and the two areas are touching and adjacent. In that case, Lovod would tell us we have 4 tefachim consecutively next to each other of Pasul Sach, and that will Pasul Sukkah. So that's the Sophic of Tosfos in his first din, says the Stipler. The Sophic is Lovod just that the gap is filled in, or is Lovod that the gap is closed, in which case we have 4 tefachim of Pasul Sach. But, says Tosfos in his second din, if we have less than 2 tefachim of Pasul Sach on one side, and less than 2 on the other side, even if we were to say they were adjacent and joined in the gap as if it's not there, we still won't have 4 tefachim of Pasul Sach, so there'll be no problem. What are you going to tell me? That maybe we consider that the gap is filled in? True, the gap is filled in, but not with Pasul Sach. It's filled in as if there's no gap there. But that doesn't create the area that's filled in as Pasul Sach itself. And therefore, there wouldn't be a problem. So in the second case, whichever way you look at it, Lovod is not going to make the sukkah possible. So Tosfos, what do you want to tell me? We should say Lovod lahachmer as if it's filled in with Pasul Sach. That for sure we don't say. So that's what Tosfos means when he says we don't say Lovod lahachmer. We can say Lovod possibly lahachmer to fill in the gap. And mistapek Tosfos to us a sophic, maybe we even say that we actually bring the two sides together, and in the case of Schach, we'll make it 4 consecutive tefachim of Pasul Schach to Pasul Sukkah. That's a sophic according to Tosfos. But that's for sure, says Tosfos, we don't say Lovod Ahmed to fill in the gap with a particular material, in our case, with Pasul Schach. That for sure we don't say. So says Tosfos. Why does Tosfos call that Lovod lahachmir and not call it, as we don't say that Lovod actually means it's filled in with any particular material, implied in Tosfos' words that if it was lakula, we would actually fill it in with the material? Now, says the Stipler, Tosfos actually proves from the Gemara there that it's implied from the Gemara later on that in a schach which has a gap of less than 3 tefachim, if there's kosher schach on either side, Lovod actually tells us if it's filled in with kosher schach. So Tosfos actually takes on, he doesn't spell it out, but the Stipler proves in the Gemara that Lovod, to fill in the gap, sometimes we do say. It's not that we never say Lovod fills in the gap with a specific material. If it's kosher schach, then Lovod says we can even fill in the gap with kosher schach. Whereas if it's pasul schach around the gap, if it's less than 2 tefachim, we won't be able to say lahachma to fill in the gap with pasul schach. What exactly is the difference between that? I don't want to go into the moment, but the Stipler there in Sifkot and Tess explains, in Sifkot and Ches and Tess, explains why Tosfos understood that we don't say Lovod lahachma to fill in the gap with pasul schach, whereas we can say lekula to fill in the gap with kosher schach. But at any rate, that's clear that lovan happened to fill in with actual material. That's what Tosfos says we don't say. Tosfos says sofik is whether we say lovan lahachmin for a different reason, to actually use the lovan to bring two sides together and join them as if there's no gap. Now Tosfos has a sofik and remains with his sofik. The Prima Godin says exactly the same thing, and the stipulate that uses him as a basis for his words, but the Prima Godin says it slightly differently. The Prima Godin implies and says that this concept that we say lovud to join two areas together as if there is no gap and to make them consecutively running together, whereas the stipulate says that's a sophic if bechlau we say lovud in such a case, nothing to do with the chum or lekula. According to the stipulate, that shaila, the stipulate says before, it's not a shaila lovud lahachmit. The shaila is there such a concept of lovud to bring the two sides together and make them consecutive, which is enough gemina legabe posel schach, and that blinds by a sophic according to the stipulate in Tosfos. According to the Prima Godin, it's slightly different. Tosfos also holds there is such a type of lovud, and we can use that type of lovud. But Tosfos says he has a sophic whether that we use lahachmit. So in other words, lahachmit to fill in the gap and make it posel schach. Tosfos says that for sure we don't say. But Tosfos says maybe we'll use the other type of lovel which brings the two sides together as if there is no gap. Maybe that we will do lahachmir, or maybe not. But lekula lechera we would do it. The stipulus is slightly differently. Stipulus is a sophic of Tosfos is if bechlale is such a concept of lovel to bring the two sides together, whether it's lekula or lechum. The Prima Godin says lekula we would say such a lovel. Tosfos is a sophic whether lechura we say such a lovel. But anyway, to sum up, there's basically three slightly different types of lovud. To fill in the gap, as if there is no gap, and to make it filled in, to make a mechis, for example, that for sure we say lovud. And that could be we say lahachmir, it could be we say lekula as well, that we for sure say lovud. To join two sides together, and imagine the gap doesn't exist, and that the two sides are adjacent to each other, that, according to the stipulist chat in places, is a sophic, whether there is such a type of lovud. According to the Prima Godin, there is such a type of lovud, only lekula, and it's a sophic when we say that lechumra. That's the second type of lovud. Then there's the third type of lovud, which Tosfos rules out, we for sure don't say lahachmi, and that is actually to fill in the gap with posel schach. Because if we only have 1.5 apostle on one side and 1.5 apostle on the other, and less than 3 in the middle, to fill it in with and say the lovud makes it as if the area is filled in with more apostle schach, such that altogether we have 4.5 apostle schach, that for sure we don't say lahachmir. So now let's come back to our original question. We don't say lovud lahachmir. Ask the Chacham Tzvi and ask the Pisrei Sha'arim, but our Gemara in Erev and Zmuchach, we do say lovud lahachmir. Because our Gemara says that if you have a kaf of Yosef and Beis Hashem, Shalom of Ladira, and you want to make it a smaller area of less than the Beis Hashem in order to make it into a Rashus HaYochid, and you build an inside wall, if it's less than 3 tefachim from the outside wall, it's considered a lovel, it's considered as though you haven't built a new wall, and it's still part of the old wall, the chere, that's lovel lahachmir, because you're now keeping it as a karmelis, when really, without lovel, the area inside the new wall would now be Rashus HaYochid. And so the chere has lovud lahachmir. Well, the Pesach Sharm said it's lahachmir or lahakil, and that's why we do say lovud, such a lovud. We only don't say lovud lahachmir. It's only lahachmir, and there's no kula there at all. That was the Pesach Sharm's approach. But according to the Stipend approach, the kashis bechalal not shver. The only time we don't say lovud lahachmir according to Tosfos is to fill in the gap as if it was posel schach. Possibly we don't say lovud lahachmir, or maybe not even lovud at all, to join the two sides together and make them consecutive, as if the gap is not there bechlal. But if all we're talking about is to fill in the gap, as if the gap is filled in with something, which makes it in the case of a regular wall of mechitza or something like that, that for sure we say lovud, and we say that lahachmir or lahakil as well. So in our case, it's true, it's a case of lovud. Just again, Mora, what are you going to ask me? Is lovud lahachmir? This is not a case of lovud lahachmir. It's not the third case of filling it in with something specific like posel schach, where for sure we don't see lovud lahachmir. It's not even the first case of Tosfos where we want to join the two sides together as if there is no gap and make them touching and consecutive. That Tosfos is a sophic whether we say it. But in our case, we're not doing that. We're just saying that the gap is filled in with some type of material, it doesn't matter what. That type of lovet is a regular lovet. That for sure we say, Bein Lukuna, Bein Lukuna. We have no makur from Tosfos that we don't say lovet lahatma in such a case. That is a regular type of lovet. That lukuna would say, Bein Lukuna, Bein Lukuna. In that case, our Gemara will bechlal not be shver. And in fact, the scriber there brings a number of Gemaras which are mashma that we say lovet lahachmir. A classic case, for example, when the Gemara says, in many, in several different places, that if you hold something less than 3 tefachim from the ground, it's not considered as though it's separated from the ground. The Gabbai Hilchos say tzor on Shabbos. The Gabbai Hilchos hakbor, according to some Rishonim, anything which is within 3 tefachim on the ground, even if you pick it up, as long as it's within 3 tefachim on the ground, is considered as lovet. And it's there, lechumra as well. We don't have to come onto the Pitzchei Sha'arim's teretz that perhaps has nafka min as lekura as well. The Kodesh Avodah Stiper is saying, as long as we can consider the area filled in, it doesn't matter what with, that's a regular case of lovet, and else we say lekula and lechumra. The only case where we don't say lovet lahachmir is either where, in order to use the lovet, we have to join the two sides together as if there is no gap in between and make the two things consecutive. That Tosfos has a sophic where we say such a thing. According to the Prima Golem, it's a sophic where we say such a thing, the Chumra. Or alternatively, it's said to fill it in with a specific material such as possible schach. That Tosfos says we don't say lahachmir. But just to consider as if there is no gap and as if the area is filled in and there's a barrier there, that we for sure say lovet, bein lukuna, bein lukuna. And therefore, in our case of Erevin, the Gemara which says that we say lovet if the new wall is within 3 tefachim of the old wall is not a steer to Tosfos in Sukkah who said that we don't say lovet lahachmir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.